chapter 20, text number 34. Lord Vishnu's appearance in the sacrificial arena. Can we turn this fan off, please? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Maitreya Uvacha Iti Vainyasa Rajarishe Pratinandyartavad Vacha Pujito Anugritvainam Gantum Chakre Achuto Matim Maitreya Uvacha Iti Vainyasa Rajarishe Pratinandyartavad Vacha Pujito Anugritvainam Gantum Chakriya Chuta Matim Maitreya Uvacha Iti Vainyasa Rajarishe Pratinandyartavad Vacha Pujito Anugritvainam Gantum Chakriya Chuto Matim Maitreya Uvacha Iti Vainyasa Rajarishe Pratinandyartavad Vacha Pujito Anugritvainam Gantum Chakriya Chuto Matim Maitreya Uvacha Iti Vainyasa Rajarishe Pratinandyartavad Vacha Pujito Anugritvainam Gantum Chakri Chuto Matim Maitreya Uvacha Iti Vainyasa Rajarishe Pratinandyartavad Vacha Pujito Anugritvainam Gantum Chakri Chuto Matim Iti Vainyasa Rajarishe Pratinandyartavad Vacha Pujito Anugritvainam Gantum Chakre Chuto Matim Maitreya Uvacha Iti Vainyasa Rajarishe Pratinandyartavad Vacha Pujito Anugritvainam Gantum Chakre Chuto Matim Maitreya Uvacha Iti Vainyasa Rajarishe Pratinandyartavad Vacha Pujito Anugritvainam Gantum Chakri Chuto Matim Maitreya Uvacha Iti Vainyasa Rajarishe Tun chakri chuto natin. Maitreya uvacha. The great sage Maitreya continued to speak. Iti, thus, Vainyasya, the son of King Vaina, Pritunt Maharaj, Raja Rishi, of the saintly king, Pratinandya, appreciating. Artavat Vacha, the prayers which were full of meaning. Pujita, being worshipped. Anugrihitva, sufficiently benedicting. Enam, King Pitu. Gantum, go from that place. Chakre, made up. Achuta, the infallible Lord. Matim, his mind. Translation, empurpled by his divine grace, Sabai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki. The great saint Maitreya told Vidura, the supreme personality of Godhead, amply appreciated the meaningful prayers of Maharaj Pritu. Thus, after being properly worshipped by the king, the Lord blessed him and decided to depart. Please repeat. The great saint Maitreya told Vidura, the supreme personality of Godhead amply appreciated the meaningful prayers of Maharaj Pritu. Thus, after being properly worshipped by the king, the Lord blessed him and decided to depart. Purple. Most important in this verse are the words Pratinandas Sharatabad Vacha, which indicate that the Lord appreciated the very meaningful prayers of the king. When a devotee prays to the Lord, it is not to ask for material benefits, but to ask the Lord for his favor. He prays that he may be engaged in the service of the Lord's lotus feet, birth after birth. Lord Chaitanya therefore uses the words, Mama Janmani Janmani, which means birth after birth. Because the devotee is not even interested in stopping the repetition of birth. The Lord and the devotee appear in this material world, birth after birth. But such births are transcendental. In the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord informed Arjuna that both he and Arjuna had undergone many, many births previously. But the Lord remembered everything about them, whereas Arjuna had forgotten. The Lord and his confidential devotee appears many times to fulfill the Lord's mission. But since such births are transcendental, they are not accompanied by the miserable conditions of material birth, and therefore they are called Dibya, transcendental. One must understand the transcendental birth of the Lord and the devotee. The purpose of the Lord's taking birth is to establish devotional service, which is the perfect system of religion. And the purpose of the birth of the devotee is to broadcast the same message of religion, or the bhakti cult, all over the world. Pritu Maharaj was an incarnation of the power of the Lord to spread the bhakti cult, and the Lord blessed him to remain fixed in that position. Thus, when the king refused to accept any material benediction, the Lord appreciated that refusal very much. Another significant word in this verse is achuta, which means infallible. Although the Lord appears in this material world, he is never to be considered one of the conditioned souls who are fallible. When the Lord appears, he remains in his spiritual position, uncontaminated by the modes of material nature. And therefore in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord expresses the quality of his appearance as Atma Mayaya, performed by internal potency. The Lord, being infallible, is not forced by the material nature to take birth in the material world. He appears in order to re-establish the perfect order of religious principles and vanquish the demoniac influence in human society. Om Agyan Timidam Dasha Jananjanam Shalake Takshuram Menitam Dina Tashmai Shri Hiri Maha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karadha Shiva Shari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ram Hari Ram 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 Hari Hari. The great saint Maitreya told Vidura, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, amply appreciated the meaningful prayers of Maharaj Prithu. And thus, after being properly worshipped by the king, the Lord blessed him and decided to depart. So, yeah, after being properly worshipped by the king, the Lord blessed him, decided to depart. So this Prithu Maharaj is mentioned as the Puchitam, Puja, worship of the Lord. We have nine angas of bhakti: Shavanam, Kirtanam, Smarana, Vandana, Pada Sevana, Dasre, Puja, Pujana, Sakhi, Janatane, Pujam. So in that category of the different aspects of devotional service, Prithu Maharaj represents the worship of the Lord. Sukadeva Goswami represents the chanting. Parikshit is hearing. So the puja aspect is Prithu Maharaj, although there's not so much information. But here he worshipped the Lord amply before the Lord left. But specifically it's mentioned deity worship. Prithu Maharaj, he worshipped the deity. And it appears at the end of his life. You see, he was covering his citizens as a pure devotee. So that was very much appreciated by the Lord, that he was a pure devotee and he was governing his citizens to, according to the principles of bhakti, so they could grow up in his kingdom and go back to Godhead after finishing their lives. So it says at the end of Prithu Maharaj's life, he performed severe austerities and worshipped the deity and did mystic yoga, and finally he went back to Godhead. So it appears that here Prithu Maharaj is standing in front of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's something you're not going to forget your whole life. You'll never forget. You actually spoke to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But you're not going to see the Lord. He's not going to appear all the time. Just out of his cause, his mercy appears sometimes and disappears. But certainly Prithu Maharaj is not going to forget. Nobody will forget. Parikshit Maharaj, he saw the Lord for a few moments while he was in the womb, but he never forgot. As soon as he came out, where is that Lord? He was searching, whole life, where is that Lord? So he worshipped the deity. He can get the form of the deity. He was always thinking of that form, Prithu Maharaj. The Lord's appearing in a Vishnumurti form. And so it appears that Prithu Maharaj was worshipping the deity of Vishnu, because that was his lovable object, that was his worshipable object that he had personally met, personally spoken to, received instructions from, and served him, and would continue to serve him. So the deity was there to remind Prithu Maharaj of his, not to remind him, but to that pretty much see him and get satisfaction of being with him. He's worshipful Lord. So, Prabhupada said these important words in this verse are Pratimandyarata Vacha, that the Lord appreciated the meaningful prayers of Prithu Maharaj. Krishna is known as Bhava Grahaya Janaradana. He appreciates the service attitude of the devotee. He appreciates the mood, Bhava Grahaya Janaradana. Not so much the service, but what is the attitude behind the service? What is the mood of the... So this is the Lord very much appreciates Bhava Grahaya Janaradana. The Lord is in the heart, his name is Janaradana. So he's appreciating the attitude of the devotee. So here the Lord really appreciates the attitude of Prithu Maharaj. So what's Prithu Maharaj's attitude? Because the Lord's offering benediction. Take any benediction you want. But he wasn't at all interested. I don't want any material benediction. All I want is to remember your lotus feet. I want to associate with your devotees. I want to hear from the devotees. That's all I want to do. I simply want to serve. I don't want anything for myself. Prahlad Maharaj said the same thing. But he was offered benediction by Lord Nrsimha. Don't delude me, my Lord. You're asking me, take a benediction. Please don't delude me. What kind of benediction, material benediction I can take? My father had everything. He was the most powerful person in the universe. All the he was in control of the universe. There's no benediction he didn't have practically. In a few seconds, it was all gone. So, don't delude me, my Lord. I just want your devotional service also in my life, but after that. So, the Lord is appreciating the prayers of the devotee. If the sincerity behind the prayers. It's the motivation behind service, as Krishna is saying. Not the service itself. Service is the medium to express the devotional attitude. So he was very much appreciating these prayers of Prithu Maharaj because they were prayers of pure devotion. That's all they wanted. So the mood behind was pure devotion. There was no other motivation. So prayer is very important. Prabhupada was in South Africa with a lecture, and mostly in Indian congregation. Anyway, he finished his lecture and he was asking for questions. Then someone said, "What is your prayer?" Prabhupada immediately, without thinking, "Our prayer is Ayi Nanda Tumi Chukinkaram Patitam Pripayatava Patapankachasthiti Rudi Yusuf." This is our prayer. "O son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servant. Somehow or another, I've fallen to this ocean of birth and death. Please, please pick me up and place me as an atom of dust at your lotus feet." He said, this is the Vaishnava prayer. So the Lord is pleased when we offer different types of prayers to him. For pure devotional service, in text 30, in the purple, a few days ago, text 30. Prabhupada is saying that cultivation of knowledge to understand one's spiritual position is also to a certain extent a waste of time. It sounds like, you know, we're cultivating cultivation of knowledge to understand one's spiritual position. We want to understand our position. I thought, you know, we have to understand who we are, who the Lord is, what is our relationship. But trying to understand that, is that to a certain extent, is a waste of time. Why? Because the living entity is an eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. And his immediate business is to engage himself in devotional service. So immediately, this is the point Prabhupada is making, Your immediate business is devotional service. You are the eternal servant of Krishna. Now, in the future, in the past, you're always going to be the servant of Krishna. So you engage in service. So what is the point of cultivating knowledge to understand one's position? You can hear that. The devotee tells you from the very beginning, you are the eternal servant of Krishna. Cultivation of knowledge is finished. Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cultivation, searching for God is finished. It's all finished in one moment. But Prabhupada's godbrothers opened the Chaitanya Research Center in Calcutta. Prabhupada said, what is this research? Research is already done. We got the Goswamis, they've already researched everything. All we got to do is follow. There's no question of researching. Everything is there, it's already been done. We just follow. So what is the purpose of cultivating knowledge to understand the absolute truth? Krishna says, Mataha Paranatmanya Kinchidasti Dananjaya. There is no truth superior to me, Krishna says. There are many truths in this world. But when you get to a truth, there's no superior truth. That is the absolute truth. So there you found the absolute truth. One sentence Krishna is telling you. Your research is finished. There is no truth superior to me, Krishna says. That is the absolute truth. So what is the business? Engage in Krishna's service. Here is eternal service. No need for cultivation and searching. It's all over. By the mercy of a pure devotee. You hear from the pure devotee, he immediately... He just knocks off volumes and volumes of verse. Brings you to the proper conclusion. So everybody's immediate business is devotional service. We said eternal servants of Krishna. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually come to give, devotional service. This is the primary reason of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's event, is to give service to himself. Because he is Radha Krishna. It's difficult to serve Radha and Krishna. He's come to give it. But he has made himself available. We can serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anybody can chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So that's the first thing we tell everybody, chant Hare Krishna. You're serving Krishna. You're serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu was said, chant Hare Krishna. So we chant Hare Krishna, we're serving Mahaprabhu's order. Mahaprabhu was Radha and Krishna, so we're serving Radha and Krishna. Otherwise not possible. How you can approach Radha and Krishna to serve? But in the form of Mahaprabhu, he's come to give his own service. And in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna's devotional service is that. Mainly speaking, Karma Yoga, Gyan Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. In Bhagavad Gita. Mainly. So, Karma Yoga. What is the Siddhanta from of Karma Yoga? Krishna says, Yat Karoshi, Yat Ashni. Karma, whatever you do, you give to me. But it means work. Whatever you do, whatever you sacrifice, whatever you do as an offering unto me. That means bhakti. So the conclusion of karma yoga is bhakti. Do it for me. The conclusion is bhakti. And jnani yoga, what is the conclusion again? Bahunam jamanti. After thousands and thousands of births of being a jnani, what is the conclusion? You come to the point of Vasudeva Sarvamiti. You surrender. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. You surrender to his lotus feet. This is the conclusion of jnana. Bhakti. Atmani Vedana. And for the yogis, Krishna says, Yogiman Api Shavasham. Of all the yogis, one who is always thinking of me, I consider him the highest of all yogis. Bhakti. Always thinking of Krishna. Manmana Marva Bhakti. So Krishna, just in a few sentences, Krishna summarizes everything and brings one to the point of what? Bhakti, devotional service. Why? Because we are the eternal servant of Krishna. So the it is immediate. Immediately, anybody can take the devotional service because this is the natural constitution of the living entity. So this is what Mahaprabhu has come to give. You don't have to divert yourself to any other process. You directly take to the process of devotional service. It's immediate. And you're situated in your constitutional position. As long as you're striving after calm, gyan, yoga, you're not situated in your constitutional position. Because when this material world is all wound up in the body of Vishnu, there is no karma, there is no gyan, there is no yoga. Only bhakti is existing in Goloka and Vaikuntha. That's the only thing that exists. So, everybody can simply engage in devotional service. One more kind of seva? Nama seva. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And the proof is that chanting Hare Krishna is blissful. You don't, the Hare Nama is going around, everybody's dancing. We're not paying anyone. We're not bribing anyone. Automatically they're dancing, chanting. They're doing service and they're happy. They're smiling, they're laughing. They're happy. They're doing service because they are the eternal servants of Krishna. If we told them, now sit down, Padma Asan, keep your back straight, do your breathing exercise. Put in about 2 seconds and everybody's going to walk away. We don't ask them to chant Hare Krishna, but they come. We don't ask them to dance, they come and dance. Natural, it's a natural function of the soul to serve Krishna. So Mahaprabhu comes to make it very easy back here. It's devotional service. So, as Prabhupada is pointing out here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uses the term mama janmani janmanismi, which means birth after birth. So, because the devotee is not even interested in stopping the repetition of birth. But we have a progressive life, dharma. Do your religious duty. By doing that, you get artha as a reaction. You'll get good result. You can get you artha. You'll get your profit because you are pious. You perform artha, economic development. You'll get profit because of your piety, not because of the economic development. Because of your piety. First is dharma, then artha. Then when you got your economic development, when you got your money, that's what you want. Then you can enjoy karma. Dharma, artha, karma. This is a progression. And then after you're so-called frustrated with the so-called happiness of material life, you take to the path of moksha. Now this is for humans. The Vedic is teaching this. Dharma, artha, karma, moksha. The Mahaprabhu is saying, I don't want moksha. But that's, it appears that's the final goal that the Vedas are teaching. Moksha. Liberation from the material world. All the Upanishads, that's all they're talking about. Vedanta Sutra, the essence of the Upanishads, it's talking about moksha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, I don't want moksha then. So, and Srila Prabhupada also, maximum lectures you hear Prabhupada, finish off the business in this time, chant Hare Krishna, go on back to Godhead, don't come back and take another. Many, many times, Prabhupada is telling us maximum, more than, and hardly ever Prabhupada says, let's stay here, we don't mind to stay here birth after birth. Prabhupada, very rare to hear Prabhupada say that. In fact, someone said to Srila Prabhupada, but Prabhupada, we just want to come back and serve you birth after birth. And Prabhupada said, oh, that means I'll have to come back also. So what is the meaning then? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our leader. We are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here the Lord is, he said the Lord, the devotee is not interested in stopping the repetition of birth. The Lord and the devotee appear in the material world birth after birth. But such births are transcendental. In the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord informed Arjuna, both he and Arjuna had undergone many, many previous births. But the Lord remembered everything, but Arjuna couldn't. He forgot. The Lord and his confidential devotees appear many times to fulfill the Lord's mission. And all such births are transcendental. So why is Prabhupada telling us to go back home, back to Godhead, and everything else is saying we'll come back birth out? But this is talking about devotees. If you consider yourself a pure devotee, Krishna and his pure devotees come. But generally, a devotee doesn't think he's a pure devotee, especially a conditioned soul, bound up in this material world. So Prabhupada's, and Krishna, out of his compassion, why is Krishna is coming to establish religion, why to establish righteousness, so that people can go back to Godhead. That's why Krishna is coming. He doesn't like to see us suffering here, out of compassion. Prabhupada said, out of parental affection. Krishna doesn't like to see us here suffering. So we are suffering in this material, so he comes to relieve us from that suffering. But Prabhupada says here, the Lord and his devotees, they don't suffer, because it's a transcendental birth, so there's no real suffering for them. So they're talking about a different category of devotee, a pure devotee. But when I'm reading it, I'm always thinking, I'm a devotee, I'm a pure devotee. So then I won't come back. I don't mind coming back birth after birth. No, it's a realization. If you have a say in the matter, if you have a choice, if you can come or not come, then you can make that statement, I think. But if you don't have a choice, then better to go back home, back to Godhead. If you have a choice, that's something else. If you are aloof and you can make a decision, I'll take birth. But if you don't have a choice, it means if you're going to be forced by Maya to take another birth, then better go back to Godhead. Don't risk it. Who knows what that next birth will be, if you don't have a choice. I come back and preach, but you may come back with four legs instead of four arms. So risky business. But so here, Krishna's talking about his pure devotees. The Lord and his pure devotees. So Krishna says, many, many births you and I have at Arjuna. I can remember, you can't. You have forgotten. So this is proving Krishna's omniscience, how God is omniscient. He can remember all of his past and future lives. This is the evidence. And Arjuna, he cannot remember, because he's playing the part of a conditioned soul. So Arjuna is actually covered by the Yogamaya potency. He's put into that situation by Yogamaya potency, by the Lord's desire, so he can speak Bhagavad Gita. And because Krishna is addressing him as Parantapa in that verse, or Parantapa. You're the subduer of your enemies. So now you're covered by Yogamaya, and you think, I'm Arjuna, my mother is Kunti, I'm a Kshatriya. So that is my Yogamaya potency. You've had many, many births. Now you're identifying with this one. Why? Because you're a parent, but conqueror, you're the subduer of the enemies. Krishna's addressing by that name. So now you're identifying as Arjuna, Kshatriya, son of Kunti. Now you can kill your enemies. Otherwise, the devotee doesn't have any enemies. If you understand I'm a spirit soul and it's all illusion, there is no enemy, no friend. But Krishna wants the battle to take place, so Arjuna's got to have an enemy. He can't be aloof. So Krishna's, the potency of Yogamaya, I think Arjuna's thinking, I am a Kshatriya, Subhadra is my wife, Kunti is my mother, and I have to fight, I'm on the battlefield. So Krishna wants that fight, so he's put him in that illusion of Yogamaya. Yeah. So Krishna can He's covering Arjuna's knowledge so that Arjuna can carry out the orders of Krishna. So this is the purpose. Krishna has a program. That's why he's coming. He has a program. So to carry out those orders, then he puts yoga, he covers Arjuna with yoga maya. Someone's got to fight the battle. And Arjuna is Krishna's friend and devotee and a great warrior also. So Krishna's chosen him as the instrument. So he's covered with yoga maya, so he's actually thinking, now I've got to fight and I've got to be angry and I've got to kill. Or the story of Sakshi Gopal, very famous deity in Orissa from Vrindavan. And the old Brahmana wanted to go on pilgrimage and the young Brahmana took him. They went all, had a pilgrimage to Braja. The old Brahmana was very, very satisfied. So he said to the young Brahmana, I'm so happy with your service. You take me in. I won't be able to make it again. I'm old, but I'm so satisfied. I'm going to give you a gift. I want to give my young daughter to marry. And he said, well, I'm a poor Brahmana. I'm a kind of a low-caste Brahmana. And you're an aristocratic Brahmana. And it won't go. Nobody will like it. No. So No. He said, that'll be okay. I'm the father. I can give. It's my duty to give. I'll give to you. Anyway, they came back and everybody, all the family got upset. I'm going to commit suicide. I'm going to jump in the river. Bengal is very common. As soon as something happens, especially the mother, or the son wants to become a devotee and join ISKCON. Oh, I'm going to commit suicide. The mother says, I'm going to jump in the Ganga. I'm going to commit suicide. Anyway, big arguments going on. So he said, no, I don't mind. The young Brahmin said, I don't mind. But you made a promise in front of Gopal. That I don't like to see. You made a promise. You shouldn't break your promise. You should be truthful. If I bring Gopal here as a witness, he will accept. Oh, yeah, very good, very good. You bring Gopal here. They're having a good laugh. Yeah, you bring Gopal if he comes. Ask him to come if he comes. He can be the witness. Then you can certainly, you'll take my daughter. Our daughter in marriage. So the young Brahman, he went back to Vrindavan and he asked Gopal, you can please, could you come to Orissa and become witness? Because they did promise in front of you, right in front of you, and I want him to keep his promise. Gopal said, well, I'm a deity. It's very not heard of that a deity can walk like this. And Brahman said, well, if a deity can talk, I think a deity can walk also. But Prabhupada said he got defeated by the logic of the Brahmanas. Okay, I will come. Cook me a kilo of rice every day, but don't look around. If you look around, I'll stop. So he comes back to his village and looks around, and Gopal is there. So then everybody comes and they're all astonished to see that. Then Gopal gives witness, as Skandhi speak, to all the people assembled there. Yes, I'm bearing witness. It's true. He promised to give his daughter to my. To this young Brahmana. And then Gopal said, you two are my pure devotees. Otherwise, what business do they have? This is the whole thing is about marriage, you know. Why this whole discussion about marriage? Why it's in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is hearing it? Why Nityananda Prabhu is speaking the story? Marriage is pretty mundane, right? But because Gopal said, yeah, you are my eternal servants. You come with me many times to perform different pastimes. So it's all transcendental. All these activities are all going on the transcendental level. And so they become very relishable. But anyway, the idea is that Gopal admitted to those two parts. You are my eternal servants. And you come with me. Whenever I come, you come and you perform. So this is the eternal devotees, the Nitya Siddhas. So he said, Gopal said, I very, very much appreciate your truthfulness. So please ask me for a benediction. Again, he asked him, take a benediction, anything you want. And the Brahmana said, no, don't ask us. We don't want any material benediction. Don't try to cheat us. But we will ask one benediction, that you will remain here in this village. And then everybody will come with this. Indeed, he walked all the way from Vrindavan and staying in this village. They can see with their own eyes. And this will prove how merciful you are to your devotees. So let's have this benediction to show your glories, to show your greatness. This kind of benediction we'll ask. Then everybody can come and glorify how kind Krishna is to his devotees. So this is the position of the devotees. So our devotions, they don't want anything for themselves. Pure devotees, they just want to satisfy the Lord. They have no consideration for their own personal gain. It's very, very difficult. It's very, very difficult to understand that I'm lower than a straw in the street. It's very difficult. Actually, we are. By size, soul is 1/10,000 size of the Kavir. You're millions of times lower than a straw in the street by comparison of size. But it's very difficult to hold that consciousness that I'm lower than the straw in the street. And my only business is to serve Krishna for his satisfaction. I want some kind of satisfaction. I want some kind of happiness. I want some kind of control. It's difficult to say, no, I'm lower than a straw in the street. At least at night time. When my head lie down and then my head touches the pillow, then I smile. Prabhupada said that. As soon as you lay down. At least let me enjoy the happiness of sleep. Like a little bed this big on the floor. At least me control and enjoy on that bit. At least I'm going to sleep now. There's no activity. I close my eyes and let me enjoy sleep. It's difficult to understand that we are not these enjoyers and Krishna's the enjoyer. Yeah. But Prabhupada gave up sleep. He gave up the enjoyment, which we need. Enjoyment of sleep. It is enjoyment. Sleeping is enjoyment. In Radha and Krishna's pastimes, nighttime pastimes, they get tired. Then they take rest. Nidra Devi is asleep. She comes. And it says, then they enjoy the happiness of sleep, because they're exhausted. Sleeping is enjoyment. Exhausted. They enjoy the happiness of sleep. Prabhupada gave up his sleep to translate these books for us. That was his service to his Guru Maharaj. Why did he give up sleep? Service. He understood he's the eternal servant of Krishna. And simply by for service, his main service is his guru. The guru instructed him to translate the books. So he couldn't do at night time, so he did. He couldn't do in the daytime. So he did at night time when everyone was sleeping. So this is the attitude of a pure devotee. So we cannot imitate the pure devotee. Prabhupada says in his Vyas Puja offering to his Guru Maharaj in Bombay, it's called the Universal Teacher. I don't know if you've read it. I think it was very, very long Vyas Puja offering. Anyway, but at the end, Prabhupada says, I have no hope for direct service to Krishna, for the coming crores of births in the sojourn of my existence here. But I'm praying for one, let me have one recollection that I am nothing but an insignificant, tiny servant of the Almighty, Supreme Absolute Truth. This is Prabhupada's prayer. Let me have this one recollection. Insignificant, tiny servant of the Supreme Absolute Truth. made possible by the grace of my guru. Realization, he said, made possible by the grace of my guru. So, this is Nitya Siddha. They never forget their position. They never forget Krishna. Prabhupada said, I never forgot Krishna. My father gave me Radha and Krishna when he was a small baby, practically. Prabhupada said, I never forgot Krishna throughout my whole life. This is a symptom of a Nitya Siddha. And by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the Nitya Siddhas remain in this material world just like an ordinary man. But their only business is to broadcast the glories of Krishna, even though they're appearing like ordinary men. There's a song, Gorang Goranga, something, Nitya Siddha, what is it? Gorangara Sangigani, Nitya Siddha. Narottam Das Thakur is saying that how Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Janma Karma Chamiti Vya, if you know the transcendental activities of my birth, my appearance here, my birth and activities, if you remember that, at the time of leaving your body, you won't have to come back and take birth again in the material world. So Narottam Das Thakur says, now even if you understand how the devotees of Lord Chaitanya are the eternal, the Nitya Siddhas, if you remember those, also you won't come back and take birth again. So we're fortunate that our founder Acharya is Srila Prabhupada, so we can remember his activities, his pastimes. Also, we won't take birth again in the material world. So we can try to follow in their footsteps, but we cannot imitate. Shri Prabhupada ki, Shrima Bhagavatam ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki, Nitai Go Premanandi. Thank you. Thank you. Any comment, question? Vasudeva.
Just on the, you're mentioning Srila Prabhupada's comment that that means I have to come back. This is, may sound a bit surprising, as we understand the spiritual master is the incarnation of the Lord's compassion. He's even more compassionate than the Lord himself. And Prabhupada being such an acharya, who took so much trouble to come and take care of us, one would assume that he was prepared to come again and again as long as they were devotees to bring back home that he initiated. So why would Prabhupada not be more... why did it make it sound like he would rather not come back? And also we understand that he said... in the beginning, it is better to have a strong desire to go home, back to Godhead. But when one is really advanced, he is like you, this verse you mentioned, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram. I will do whatever as you wish, you know, you can crush me, I'll come back again and again. That is really the mood of complete surrender. So then why would Prabhupada not exhibit, feeling that I want to come back again and again to deliver all of you?
Well, there's also a Krishna's consideration here. Krishna may want him back. Krishna may feel separation from him. When Prabhupada was in, the first time he went to America, and then he had his, he had that some heart problem or something. And he was standing in front of the deities, maybe Rukmini Krishna, in Los Angeles, I think. And he had to go back to the West. His health was, he was almost finished. And he was praying in front of the deities, why are you taking me back now? He said, it just started taking off. Krishna consciousness in the West. This is the first time in history, Vaishnavism has gone to the Malachadesh and beyond the borders of Bharatvarsha practically. And it started happening. It was a heyday, you know, it was booming. Krishna consciousness was booming. Devotees were coming like anything. And then Prabhupada had this heart attack with it and he had to leave. And he's praying to Krishna, why now? Why now? He said, no, it's taken, I should be here longer and, you know, get it more people enthusing. And then Prabhupada said, after it's that Krishna said, okay, if you want to stay here in this nonsense place, some more time, okay. If you want to stay here some more in this nonsense place. So Krishna has his likes and dislikes. Well, he may want, it's nothing for Krishna. He can send another person in the future. They can continue. But his dear devotees say, he may want him back. You've done enough. You've done your bit. You can come back. But Prabhupada also, he was showing how anxious he was to stay and deliver them at that time. But Krishna was calling him back, he said. He said, actually, those deities in the Malik family, Radha Govinda and Mahatma Gandhi Road, the Prabhupada, he said, they called me back. And he said, don't worry about that place, that temple there. He said, I'll give you some gorgeous temples in India.
Something else he said about those Radha Govinda deity is that they are the ones who are the cause of my going to the West. They are where it all started because of them. You know?
No, I don't know.
Yes. He made that statement when he went with, what was it, Achyutananda and the other devotee. He told them, now these, they are the culprits. They are the ones who inspired me, who put that thought in my mind to do the Rath Yatra and to, you know, to have that mood of preaching.
How to go into Juki?
Not a question, just about an experience. So many years ago I struggled with doing my sadhana bhakti, going to Mangalati, and so I was very frustrated and I felt stressed out that I can't do this. So then naturally I thought I can't make it this lifetime to go back to Godhead. So then I did a decision myself. I thought, okay, I mean one birth more, maybe I can be a sannyasi and preach. So it's not so bad. So then I thought just, okay, I took so many births, one more will be okay. And I was fine with this. I felt to be more relaxed. And then I met my Guru Maharaj in Vrindavan. I went there and then I opened up about my plans. And then he said, no, you go back to Godhead after this lifetime. And then that I should not think like this. So I went back in my room and I was reading the 10th canto, I can't remember which verse. It was a long purport from Srila Prabhupada. But there it was inside, we must accept Lord Chaitanya's mercy, chant Hare Krishna and go back to Godhead after this lifetime. And it was repeated in the purport that we have to go after this lifetime, that we really have to accept His mercy. And thereafter I thought also it's good to have a spiritual master, not that we speculate something and go a wrong direction. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Regarding Srila Prabhupada being on this earth planet in order to preach, my question is, we hear that an eternal associate of the Lord who is having his Nitya Lila either in Golok Vrindavan or Golok Navadvip can also have pastimes on earth as a preacher. He can have more than one body. He can have one body in Golok Navadvip, one body in Golok Vrindavan, one body as a preacher on earth, and even other bodies than this. So how do we reconcile this principle with the fact that Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna wants him back? Because he's already back, he's already eternally performing pastimes there anyway, as I understand it.
You're talking about Srila Prabhupada?
Yes. Or other Nitya Siddhas who are having simultaneous pastimes on earth as preachers or as special with a special mission. And
yeah, that's a fact. They can simultaneously they can have a form here and the form in Golok to Krishna and form Navadvip with Mahaprabhu and his associates. That's a fact, they can have many forms. the Lord and his associates are eternal, so Radha and Krishna and all their associates, and they all take it. Radha and Krishna become Mahaprabhu and all the gopis become brahmanas, men in Navadvip. But also when Radha and Krishna become Sita Ram, then everybody goes, the Nityasiddhas go then. So whatever form they go, all the devotees go with them. So simultaneously there's hundreds of these pastimes going on, of all the different forms of the Lord. They're going on throughout all the innumerable universes. And they're all the same people. They've expanded into different forms. The internal potency, the Nityasiddhas. And they're serving the Lord in different capacities. Just like when Arjuna said, Krishna said, I told this science to his Vibhishan, the sun god. And Arjuna said, you spoke this millions of years ago, the sun god was millions of years ago, so Bhagavad Gita you're speaking. How can you tell Vibhishan because he's millions of years ago? So Krishna said, no, I was there. He said, you was also there, Arjuna, because wherever I go and perform my pastimes, you are with me. I was there, I went to preach to the sun god and speak Bhagavad Gita. You were also there, Arjuna, but you can't remember. Change your body. But he had a fire body at that time. To go on the sun, you need a fire body. So Arjuna was there, but in a different feature. Because he's the eternal friend of Krishna, he will go wherever Krishna goes. Anyway, if you have a choice, if you want to come here, then that's okay. I think. If you have that choice, if you can make that choice, you want to come here and serve or stay here. Srila Prabhupada, he had the choice. And, well, as I said before, Krishna, he asks some of his devotees to come with him, or he asks them to go and preach, or he asks them to come with him. And Prabhupada said, told Bhavananda Prabhu, he said, when Krishna asked me to come here, I said, I can't go down there and live under those trees like the Goswamis. I'm not that austere to live under a different tree every night. And Krishna said, no, you don't have to do that. He said, I just want you to write some books. I'll take care of everything. I'll give you nice houses and temples and palaces. You just go and write some books. You don't have to live under the trees. So that's an Nitya City. If you have that choice, then you can come. But I think if you're a Nitya Bada at the moment, better that we go back and we take shelter of that person who was authorized or asked by Krishna to come. That is our position. And better to go back and serve him, because we may not be under the Atma Maya potency. We may be under the Maha Maya potency. We didn't really choose to get, I didn't choose at least to get this body. I had no say in the matter. It was forced upon me. So I don't want the next time to be like that. So better to go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada said that the very fact that you're taken to the process of devotional service, you surrender to Krishna and you're taken to this process, indicates that you were performing devotional service in a previous life. He said, so the devotee is like that, you're performing devotional service in a previous life. He said, but you didn't finish it off, because now you've got another body, and you're doing the same thing. He said, so this time you finish off. You didn't finish off last body, you were a devotee also in the last birth, you were performing some service, but you didn't finish it, because now you've got another birth. Though this time, he said, no more birth. This time you finish and go back to God. Better, safest to go back first. Then you can go back, then you can have a choice. If you like, you can come back. But better go back first. Prabhupada said, see, two of the Goswamis, Rupa and some people say Sanatana, and some people say Raghunath, they are Nityasiddha. Their expansions of Haladini there. They're Nityasiddha. The other four Goswamis were not Nityasiddha. They were Jivtattva. But they perfected their lives through sadhana. They went back to Godhead and became who they are in the spiritual world. Then they came back down. But they weren't from the Nityasiddha group. They were Jivtattva. Tatastha Shakti. But they made it, they perfected it. Then they came down to preach. So that's a good proposition. Better to go back home, back to God, it's perfect. And then you make a choice, you can come. Otherwise risky, if you don't have a choice. Prabhupada ki. Thank you.